poke myself.
That's a little excessive.
Well, I'm a fag.
Mike, you gonna let him sit there and hate on a whole?
One day he'll grow up and he'll realize that those words hurt people.
Hey everybody, we're back.
Oh, look.
Don't sorry about
we were wrong, James. Oh,
we're back.
Sorry about being failures at life, but I think I got this whole thing figured out.
Right. Thank you, James.
If right, I didn't,
life.
I James. Hope someone will text me and tell me that I didn't do it right.
God.
That would be my one wish this year.
We
and we're with Dennis Rooney again.
Yeah.
He stuck around. He didn't kill himself with the joke gun.
I'm out of here.
It's,
I'm fucking done with this.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, this is unbelievable. On iTunes, we... messed up recording, and we just figured we'd start over instead of powering through like adult people do. Just figured, fuck it,
we're very
it
sensitive here.
Yeah.
The,
this is like
habit.
Whenever I play video games or like Madden, and as soon as the other team scores a touchdown, fuck this.
Yeah, dude, I turned that shit off. I just lost a game to the Chargers as the Giants on a fucking 53-yard field goal. And as it was going through the uprights, I just turned it off. Because no, that's bullshit. That is bullshit. I tried to ice the kicker and it didn't let me. And that's bull. That's why I saved that timeout.
I wish I knew what ice the kicker meant.
It's something when in baseball when the guy, it's the designated hitter, but then he has to go play the field.
I thought it was you sent a faggot from over to the other team with a bag of ice. And they would ice the kicker's legs and look dreamily into his
it's
eyes.
It's when the right wing for the Spurs plays.
We haven't even been podcasting for 2 minutes.
Oh,
no
God.
One already makes me want to
no more
cry.
The problem is
we have a drinking game of how many times you say that word, and that was it. So
every
time
what
the word
says
word?
That word, everyone in the audience has to punch
that?
Whoever said it.
The word
you
that
referring to a bundle of sticks when you say it.
Then
it
you know what?
I was actually talking about a British guy's cigarette, so I'm don't trying to be you. Slangy fair. From a long time ago.
You first of all, you're all stupid. Second of all, you're not that fair good. None of you are that good at words. To use those words in that way.
And what kind of stories are you telling with so many bundles of sticks? Like,
yeah. One time I was beating up these faggots. The faggot.
Terrible.
I'm tapping out.
All right.
I don't even want to do this, Mike. But it's when you set these rules,
I just.
I'm a rebel, Mike. I can't help myself.
I didn't know.
I'm gonna do it.
Guy
didn't
gets a little bit of beer in
one
him.
Beer Rooney. He's all crazy on the hate word after he drinks half a Michelob Ultra in his mom's basement.
I had that paper bag for a reason. All right. I didn't want the name.
Well, you said the wrong name. The that's the thing. But we all know you have that deal in the works, right? To be the spokesman for Michelob Ultra.
The Atkins lover.
Is the camera close enough to see my deadpan face when I just stare at you?
Not really. It can't really tell. You're just a weird reddish blur.
Aww,
it's like Saeed's penis.
Can you guys see his deadpan face through your headphones on your iPod?
Oh,
man.
Real talk. How many listeners and downloads you got? What are your stats like, fellas? Where are you at
probably
on iTunes ranking?
Eight.
Our
is
most
eight
yeah, maybe.
Viewers? Eight.
No, dude, we've had 12.
We've had 12
on here.
12 at one time?
Yeah.
12 at once. And then I think something happened. We were talking about Jews or something, and things got a little weird. Things got murky.
I try to have a nice conversation.
Dude, all I was saying
friend.
Is that I love matzo ball soup, and you guys had to get all Haiti.
That
is to bring up Haitians.
Jews. That's not... Guys, wrangle it in, please, for me.
Haitians.
For my mother who doesn't listen to this. Because she doesn't support.
So you know that it doesn't.
It
doesn't come from
Jews.
No,
we can't talk about.
We can talk. We can talk about.
Wait a minute, then who is stealing all our money? J.K.
They're not stealing it.
The
they
bankers.
Just have all of it.
The bankers.
All right, let's get back on track.
Let's get back.
Welcome
on
back
track.
To the Dennis Rooney podcast. Tonight we're going to be discussing
Dennis Rooney show.
The Lizard Lounge and its occupants.
Woo!
Well, Saeed, what do you think?
They're bright.
The lights or the
kind people?
The lights occupy things.
The bartender is very nice.
Bartender is...
Wow.
She lets me stay there so I don't complain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Ray almost got us kicked out of an open mic last week because he was like, I'm 20. Anyway, I have a girlfriend and she blah, blah, blah. Nothing to do with any kind of joke.
It hurts so bad.
And then we almost got kicked out because they were like, what?
Yeah. We're at a bar.
I had to show that guy my dick.
On stage until right, the end of the set.
Yeah.
That's what I've realized.
Yeah, just, good night, everyone. By the way, I'm 24.
All right, maybe that's a little specific to mine. No, I used to, my opening joke, I used to always say, my name's Dennis Rooney, I'm 23 years old.
Yeah.
And then I could feel the audience draw back and be like, well, we don't want to listen to some fucking young.
I think then
I stopped saying it, but I'd mentioned it in the last joke, and instead of like, oh, we were like, oh, we just got fooled by this young white boy.
You deal with a lot of black crowds, huh?
Brooklyn. You perform in the wine dance alternative clubs, I'm assuming.
What are you saying, guys?
Whoa.
Remember we talked about not doing this?
A lot of white people live in wine dance, too.
Remember when I'm uncomfortable 5 seconds ago.
But you know,
we're just kidding, man. We're just kidding.
That's an interesting thing, because every time when I hear a comedian and he goes like, well, I'm married or whatever, I actually get more comfortable, because I'm like, I don't know why, it's like a weird thing. This is like a dead.
I get less comfortable. I'm like, I don't yeah. support your lifestyle.
You're like, this guy's crazy.
But,
holy shit. Anyway, Dennis thank
here.
You for coming.
Dennis is here.
Yeah.
Here
he came all the way out from Queens
don't
to be with us. If you guys want to find him, his address is...
How am I going to crush the Suffolk market when you keep spouting my Queens-born...
Do you think that all five of our viewers
coming for you.
Are now going to be like, oh, viewers? Shit, five this viewers. Elitist motherfucker from Queens?
He has...
Whoa, who does he think he
Can
is?
Can type questions in?
No, I don't think so.
God, oh my God.
I know at one point we were able to do that, and people were just like,
really
fuck these guys.
I tried to type in a question one night, but it like would only let me do it if I posted it to Facebook, and I said, I don't want people knowing.
Yeah, dude, I fucking hate that. Anything that I try to comment on, and they're like, you have to enter this with Facebook. I'm not comfortable with this.
I'm trying to play games on my iPhone, and I have to connect.
Playing games meaning masturbating.
That's
yeah,
my
show.
Story.
It'll show up like, Ray Brinkard is playing something you're not Ray, allowed to play.
My Little Pony.
Ray Brinkard is playing child pornography.
He picked up his own girls.
One time I was on my phone, though, and I was like on a porn thing, and I accidentally hit the share button. With
I never
my,
gotten
with my
that.
Chin.
No, you didn't.
I've never gotten this whole porn on the phone
I agree
thing.
With
Don't
this.
You
I agree.
People have laptops?
Wait a second.
I agree with this.
Wait a second.
Resolution, bro. Resolution.
Guys.
There's going to be a lot of me going like this on the just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
I have allergies. It's not a Coke it's thing. That's my Capucci. All right,
here's the thing.
I am on
one,
Coke.
I don't have a laptop. I have a desktop computer.
Let's all point. No, I'm just kidding.
Guys.
You're poor.
Yeah, sorry that I'm an adult person with an apartment that I fucking pay my
now,
bills
is
at,
this,
Ray.
Is this you?
Hey, wait a second. Let's not bring bills
no,
into this.
Your stage persona that you won't get a laptop, but you have a desktop PC?
No, I had a laptop and it broke, and then I just received a desktop computer for free.
I bet your mouse isn't even wireless.
It is. I got a wireless mouse and keyboard because what I'm going to do is I'm going to hook up.
Is it laser?
You can be on the couch.
It is. What I'm going to do? No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hook up the tower to my flat screen TV that I own.
Wow.
And then I'm going to just
sit on the couch with
oh,
two pairs.
Oh, yeah. You know who already did
cool.
that? Dennis Rooney.
Whoa! Oh,
HDMI cable, I think 16 feet, put it under my carpet, over to my laptop. I really only use it for
does
porn and downloaded movies.
But I agree. Like, why? I don't like. I've used it once on my phone, like looking at porn, just to see what it's like.
I used it once today.
What was it? It was.
Hey, you
got to
do something on the train.
No, it was just
terrible.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid because you have to hold it, and unless I just leave it on the yeah. bottom.
I do like to use both hands. I'm really. It's a whole nuance.
The penises in this room. You guys really need both hands.
It's like.
For the record, I never said I used both hands.
Yeah,
I did.
I used three hands. Someone else's hands.
That would be weird. What a weird power that would be.
You just had to, like, Magneto someone over to you. Like, ah, come here, I gotta pleasure myself. You gotta help
Magneto out. People.
I don't know how to do
that. Is that just the Ian McClellan joke? Because I thought we were getting off the gay thing.
This is
come on. Come on, man.
This is vile. Can I just say that?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is vile.
Spell the word vile. I don't know that one.
F-A-I-A.
Wait, can you use it in a sentence? L?
L.
We'll be right back after this.
Brought to
I
you
have a couple things
by
in my
Dennis Rudy's Big and Tall store. So how is the store doing, Dennis? The Big and
what?
Tall shop.
What'd you say?
What was your worst set?
We're going into our worst set.
Yeah, this is we always ask somebody, what was your worst experience performing?
Worst experience ever?
Yeah.
That's been doing for a while. He's really funny. What's your worst
I don't say that. I haven't been doing it for a while.
This guy's been telling jokes
you're
for
not really
a set
either,
amount of time.
I'm not funny yet.
And
I was willing to
He has not been doing comedy for very long, nor is he very funny. What's your worst set?
He's vaguely interesting.
My worst set is all the really worst sets you forget about in your first like year or two. Those are the sets like at Lizard Lounge or at some fucking random bar that you just leave and you just wipe from your memory. Like, I had plenty of those. But in recently, there's three things that come to mind. One was I did this corporate holiday party recently at some big, huge catering hall. There was like 220 people there. It was a surprise that there was going to be comedy on it, which is always great.
Oh, yeah.
I want people to not know, by the way, you have to sit still and pay attention to someone for 45 minutes. And that's what we're going to... But it's your Christmas party. You've all been drinking and socializing all night. Cut it out. We're doing comedy now. Surprise. there was that aspect.
Always ends good.
There was the fact that I was at the top of the dance floor. All the tables were on the left and the right. So no matter which way I'm looking, I'm giving only 50% of the audience my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add to the fact that it was round table. So you take that 50% and you cut it down. So I'm looking at, I have 25% of the audience's attention at all times.
Okay.
And they also decided to do the comedy during the food serving.
Well, having 25% of the audience, though, that's pretty good for you, right? Usually you have about 10, 5%. Fuck, this stone face is killing me. Fuck.
Look, the Irish are famous for the stone face.
See this stone cold face right now? You bring me here to your podcast, you sandbagging motherfucker. Did we get that punch in on the first one? Can I use that again?
Yeah,
there was
no.
That, and then there was one time recently where I was doing some fundraising show, and literally before I was adjusting the mic, didn't even say anything yet, and someone goes, "Look at this asshole." I didn't even, and it was something to work off of, but when your audience already thinks you're an asshole before you've said anything, like, it's an upward battle.
It's tough to win them back.
Yeah.
It's
but all the worst sets that really happen are, like, those first years, you know, and you just...
Yeah.
You
no,
it's
off.
Very...
Yeah, man.
Very insightful answer, Dennis.
What about you guys? Any worst sets?
Had a few.
You guys tell the same words?
Oh, last Wednesday, that was fucking terrible.
Oh, last Wednesday.
Yeah, that was fun. Doug.
Our good friend...
Mike Plur... I don't know how to say his last name.
Oh, no, not that one.
Are you talking about... at Bamboo?
Okay, yeah, no.
Dude, I had a good time. I had a good time at Bamboo.
It was fun. Okay, our friend Adam, who was just on the show recently, runs an open mic... And we went there, and
I had one of my worst sets there too. But go ahead.
Oh god, that was amazing. I have to tell that story. But we get there, and they didn't know the open mic was happening that night, and the PA was locked up, so there was no PA, and half of the bar is outside. So like, oh, you guys can go to the outdoor half in January in New York. So, by the way, the heater that's out there, out of propane. So it's cold and there's no microphone.
So
right
you're just doing, and this is at the Wednesday
at the Bamboo,
thing.
Yeah.
So you're just doing comedy outside
by
out,
the water.
On the bay, on the water.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was enclosed. It was enclosed
no
at least.
Microphone. You're just people shouting at each
We're
other.
We're just shouting
it
at each other.
It was four friends
there
that
was
just
less,
talked.
There was less people at that open mic than there is in this room right now.
there was
Adam, James, Ray, and I, and that was it.
No, dude, I felt like we were connecting to the original stand-up, like the ancient Greek stand-up comics, who would just be alone with their other male friends and being like, "Ah, what's the deal with pita bread?"
I was connecting with them that I wish I was dead like they were.
Bad times.
Yeah. But no, Dennis had a very interesting set. The inaugural open mic at the Bamboo bar in wherever the hell it is.
I've heard secondhand stories of this, but let's
report.
Hear straight from the...
I'd like to... The horse's mouth. You're a horse. Now. You Irish bastard.
That deadpan stuff is going to get old really quick.
Yeah, nope.
It's all right. I don't think they can really see you. So maybe try a different...
Did the mic cut out?
Maybe try a different face.
He insulted him and then the mic cut out.
Try a louder face.
Something... your shit face.
All right, so I go to the mic... And there's, like, maybe 8 comics there, and there's, I'd say, 5 or 6 audience members. And they're all audience – they're not audience members because they're not there for comedy. They're just there. And one of them is wearing, you know, the decked-out military suit, like something – not like, you know –
it's always something to worry about.
Not fighting attire, but, like – what's
like
the word?
Marching in a parade attire.
Yeah, like attire.
Oh, okay. So the dress blues. Yeah, that's
you know, like with the sword.
That's what they would wear when they got back from Vietnam and get spit on.
It was like the Marine one, so it was like the big white hat and then the blue coat.
Okay.
All camo?
No.
Not like a crazy person who just bought that at a thrift store. Like a legit military man.
He's got the hat on. And so all these comics are going up one after another, trying to win over the audience's attention. Maybe at best getting them to pay attention for like a minute or two, and then they just stop paying attention. And, you know, it's not even bombing at that point because no one's paying attention but other comics, so it doesn't even fucking count.
It's almost like worse than bombing in that way.
Almost is worse than bombing. But,
it's like Fins.
Rest in peace, Fins.
Yeah, R.I.P. Worst. R.I.P. the claw machine full of dildos. R.I.P., bro. There was, as soon as you walked in, the first thing you would see was a claw machine full of purple cocks.
I hadn't been there in a long time.
Yeah, I know.
So I go, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, this is a military-oriented audience.
So you just started, how about the troops?
No, at some point, someone had asked them, like, what they were doing there, and, oh, this also makes for a great comedy audience. They were coming from a funeral, a military funeral. That's why the guy was all dressed.
Yeah, that was the first comic up asked where they were, and there was the first question, and they went, funeral. Just like,
so you got people drinking after a funeral from someone who just died, probably overseas.
Yeah, tragic death.
Maybe he was dumb. Yeah. I don't know.
He was like the guy in Starship Troopers.
Yes, the guy
got shot
his fucking head down.
Yep. Put your helmet on.
Hold him to
fucking Rico, right?
Rico,
fucking Rico.
You know, Hank Schrader
was
in that
movie. To the story, it was also a New York Yankees playoff baseball game happening on the television.
Oh yeah, there was a bunch of flat screen TVs on with the sound on. I think maybe. You know, I think they were did you already say this? They were playing Boston, I think.
Was it? Yeah,
wow.
Yankees versus, so, funeral.
Yeah, nobody watches those games, though.
No, really, especially in Freeport. I mean, Yankee fans in Freeport are probably very kind people, right? They're perceptive, willing to.
I think at that point they were looking for anything but comedy to distract them from the death of their recent friend.
Right.
And militant.
A fallen friend, a fallen foe.
So, but I go up and I'm like, fuck this. I got a joke. I have this joke about dressing up in military attire.
Did you ever in your head go like, maybe I shouldn't do this? Or was it just like.
No, because I said I wasn't just going to go up and do it. I was going to crowd work my way into it. And I was going to feel it out.
Use that good old Disney charm.
I went up and this is literally what I did. I went up and I said, hey, you guys are here, you know, and I'm sorry about your I didn't say I'm sorry about your friend.
Ooh, trying to make himself sound nice.
You don't want to bring that up.
But I was like, I said to the guy, I was like, oh, you're here with your girl? And he's like, yeah. And I said, oh, he looks good in the uniform, right? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, was he wearing that when he first got you? And she said, no. I was like, oh, because I hear girls go crazy for guys in uniform. In fact, and then I rolled into my joke.
And the joke is?
And they're all listening. I'm not going to do bits.
Okay. I'm curious, but maybe you can just tell me later.
Essentially, it didn't even matter because they weren't listening.
Okay.
They were watching me and looking at me, but the words were just going through their heads and they weren't processing it. Or at least the girlfriend wasn't. Because I finished this joke to a tepid response from both the comics and them. And basically, punchline is I'm dressing up as a guy in the military to try and score chicks at the bar. I'm not. That's the big deal.
Right, yeah.
And I say, what do you guys... It's funny, right? And the girl just
goes... You act...
In so many words, that's, I was like, what do you think of that, military people?
Wink.
Well. People who are going to die, possibly.
And
like, fuck you, Dennis Rooney.
The girl just goes, yeah, well, my boyfriend did fight for your freedom. You should thank him. Thank him. You should thank him. She said it 3 or 4 times, just like, you should thank him. And that's where I went from trying to win over these people and make them laugh to, like, I'm going to try and make this the funeral to remember.
Oh, wow.
And I just started going in on her, like, are you fucking insane? Like, he didn't go overseas to fight so that people would thank him. Like, do you go everywhere with him and just remind people constantly, like, hey, my boyfriend fought for you. Hey, like, do you enjoy this? So I just started going in a little bit. Like, not I was holding back. Dude fought in the military. I show a little respect. He wasn't being rude. She was.
Yeah.
He wasn't being rude yet.
Yeah, later on, he was like, where's that guy who's 6'5 wearing bright red? I can't pick him out of these 12 people. Otherwise, I'd do something about what he said. And that was a rough set. That was a rough set.
It was good because that happened. And then the comedy stylings of me had to go next.
Oh, wow.
They loved me.
I hope you were wearing a Bad Religion shirt.
I was wearing, I was probably wearing all black. And so I fit in with them. And because they were from a funeral, guys.
Oh, wait a second. I get it.
Funeral.
Freeport.
You put the fun in funeral.
People are still doing that?
Funerals?
Wearing black at funerals?
I don't know. I do it every day, but.
This is the new thing.
Your
like,
whole life.
I know.
When did you put all those clothes on, Ray?
All of a sudden, Ray has a suit on.
He's halfway through the door as we speak.
It's like, I got school,
when
bitches.
Did you, like, run out of here?
No, the first time Ray pipes up in, like, 10 minutes and he's
No, but isn't there a thing at a funeral now where you have it? It's like a no-glum funeral. Like, you can't wear black. It's a thing now.
Wow. First of all, who says the word glum?
Yeah.
Fuck you, I read it.
Yeah, no, I know you read it, but then you said it out loud.
Oh, wait a second.
So things are communicating.
If I have a funeral, it better be the saddest funeral ever. I don't want my funeral to be a happy event.
Do you guys think about your funeral a lot? I think about it all the time.
No.
Every day. I think about it a lot.
What do you got to say?
Wow, you guys are fucking morbid.
I really want to see my funeral. Like, I'm upset.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like,
really?
Well, you. I mean, that's the thing.
Depending
I
you
hope,
believe, yeah.
I don't really care what happens in the afterlife as long as I get to see what goes down at my funeral.
So I
and
really
I totally understand why Pauly Shore faked his death.
Oh, yeah.
to see how everyone.
Why don't you guys? You guys should do what?
Revive his career. But yeah. I also think I would really like to see. No,
why don't you guys do what Maury did and just have a Maury from Tuesdays with Maury. He had a living funeral.
On Empire Records.
Did they do that? Oh, they did do that for the goth girl. Shave your head.
She was a goth.
Yeah, and not Liv.
They should have done it for Liv Tyler.
She should have just died. Yeah, that would have been a good ending to that movie.
Liv Tyler throwing herself off the roof of Empire Records. then,
on the way down.
Due to a zoning violation, they shut down anyway.
On the way down, she yells, it's Rex Manning Day.
Rex Manning Day.
Rex Manning. What kind of funeral do you want?
I'm not going to have a say in it. I'm sure it'll be something that I don't want just to make my family happy. I just got garage real quick, fellas.
Yeah. Wow.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, let's all talk about our funerals.
I think I want to be burnt.
I don't think I want to go with the body thing.
All right.
Let's hear our, I think
I got a good funeral idea. All right. But I'll go last because I think mine's going to be blow all your shitty funeral ideas out of the water. You guys are going to be so pissed off in hell.
Attendees to your funeral.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Don't come. Y'all ain't invited. I'm just kidding. You guys are going to see now. You want to come?
Okay, one by one. Funerals, Ray, go.
Well, I saw this thing where you can like get cremated and then put yourself into a container and be put into the ground and become a tree. And I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go with the casket.
Are you going to tell us everywhere?
Wow.
I thought you were going to go through every way you don't want your funeral to go to and just leave it to us to figure out.
It's an 18-hour podcast.
Mr. Sved?
I want to get stuffed, but stuffed as a dog.
Mm.
As a dog?
Yeah. Mm, I like that.
Because like everyone gets, you know, like, because then it'd be like, this is, I thought
you meant you wanted a big meal.
But you have to eat it.
I
want to
get stuffed.
Like a dog gets to eat it out of a bowl off the ground.
Or there's like a show now.
Or fucked in the ass.
There's a show.
Like some kind of gay person. We want to say
my microphone.
One of your hardcore crust punk shows. Okay?
Speaking of guys, I have a Morrissey pin on today. I'm not even punk anymore.
Oh man, like I was totally listening together. To that song. That's like. I was thinking of you.
What song is that?
The one that's like, just shut your mouth and can't you say, go about things your own way.
Yeah, you know what? That is pretty good.
I am him. It's, yeah, I do a good Morrissey.
Pop top.
I think all I know is this charming man.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's their big fucking hit.
I was more of a Cure fan because, you know, gay butts.
Brown-eyed girl is the only one I know.
Quick, there's a show, a taxidermy show now. It's like America's Top Model, except it's with taxidermy, and each week they see who can stuff the best animal.
Ray, what does this have to do with your funeral? Is it because we're going to kill you for talking out of turn?
You say taxidermy like everyone's stuffing calves full of stuff.
My heart hurts.
All right.
I hate it.
Mr. Dennis.
Are we still doing
your funeral? Yeah, at your funeral.
I will sing the
I'd like to be burned. I want my ashes to be spread somewhere that's going to mean something to me.
So like on somebody's
food?
I'm
hoping in the next, like, between here and my death, I find a place. Because as of now, there's no place I want to rest my ashes. I don't know. I just don't want people who don't care. I don't want fucking fake people showing up at my funeral. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People are just doing it.
I wrote a bit about that once, and it got no response because it wasn't funny. It was just me yelling about like people taking other people's sadness and putting it on them for attention.
Yeah. I don't want. That's true.
Don't start up a scholarship in my name. Don't do anything.
The Dennis Rooney Memorial Drinking Scholarship.
I don't know.
It's just a bar tab.
Memorial open mic.
Yeah. Do an open mic.
Yeah, a bar tab.
Or do a roast. That would be
cool. That'd be fun.
A roast.
We'll just roast your body and eat you.
Roast your body while you're in the oven, like burning.
Look at this stupid motherfucker.
We're going to eat you.
Michael, you've done it again.
Look at this guy. He's all on fire and shit.
This guy set on fire like water.
This guy can't.
Like nothing.
This guy can't even take a little fire. Look at him.
Burning up like a crisp.
Like a crisp?
Yeah. What's your funeral, Mike?
My funeral. I've already like told multiple family members of mine because I'm like, Mom, I know I'm gonna die before you because my life is. I treat my body horribly. Just don't bury me in a suit because I never wore one in life. So why would I want to wear one in death?
I wrote a bit about that kind of too. I said
we
it never came to
kiss each other tonight.
No, hey.
Like a couple of.
The word.
The face is the greatest.
Word of the night.
Camera just right on my face.
I just want it. I wish I could zoom in. I wish it was like when somebody said that word. It was like Pee Wee's Playhouse. It was
everyone just
then we throw them down a well.
Yeah, it's strange. People who never wear suits will still be buried in a suit. I want to be buried. Here's the bit. I am doing bits now.
Oh shit.
We do bits. I don't.
We
care.
Do bits. I don't want to be. You're zooming in.
No,
I don't want to be buried the same way I was brought into this world. I want to be completely naked. shaved, I'll be there completely for that. Stark, like bald as, you know, pink and just gelatinous. I want to look like Neo when he pops out of the liquid goo.
Right, yeah.
And, you know what? I don't remember the rest.
Inside your mom's vagina.
I just want to, I just want,
you don't
every...
say my mom's vagina on the air.
Yeah.
I told her to listen.
I would like at my funeral it to be a normal type of wake or whatever, and I plan to hire an actor who looks just like me to walk in and freak out. Like, what is this? What's going on? Why am I
who's
in there?
In the
yeah, and then they'll play a video of me apologizing to everyone. And then afterwards, I brought this up before. I've always wanted to be cremated and cooked into the food of someone that I didn't like. And like have them being tricked into eating the food, and then all my friends come out and are just like, "Fuck you!" Ah!
Instead of garlic crust, it's gonna be your actual life.
Yeah, it'll just be someone is gonna eat. The last thing I'll say to them is, "Yeah, eat me!"
What if you
and then they really will eat me.
Will!
They'll eat my ashes.
Sequel.
And then
this is the movie.
Well, see, that's the thing though, is that once they eat my ashes, I'll be able to control their body from the spirit world.
I just love it.
And thus, I will live forever.
There's a thing where like you can get cremated and then you can get pressed into a vinyl record.
Oh yeah,
for
I
the
heard
most
about
hipster
that.
Death of the entire yeah. forever. So I'm thinking about doing it, guys.
What I picture
wow.
you doing is like getting sawed in half and only getting your top cremated.
Like David Blaine? What the fuck?
Just have a casket of just your legs.
Well, I wanna get buried with my ass up.
Face down.
So the world can kiss my ass.
Face down, ass up. That's the way I'd like to be buried.
Like Bobby Knight.
Michael.
Before you get
you've
your
done
head.
It yet again. If no, if you want the world to kiss your ass, wouldn't it be ass down? It's the world. You mean like the occupants
of the
world? No, I want
alive people to come to my grave with the ass
oh, you
cheeks.
Want like the two cheeks just sticking out of,
sticking
the,
out of the ground.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And pay homage.
You're going to get fucked in the ass yeah. by so
or,
many necrophiliacs.
No, there's a line going through the crack.
A dog would bite you.
Yeah. Or
dog's still
going to
rip your ass off.
I want to have it closed casket, but a little hole in there so people can pull my finger so I can bring people joy after
just
I'm dead.
Glory hole
posthumous farts.
Yeah, just like, hey, look at this guy. He's like a silly jokester. Pull his finger. Even though he's dead, I pulled my dead ass finger off my body.
You know something? This shit took a really morbid turn. I'm just thinking about that. We've been talking about death for about 10 minutes now.
Well, this is the Dennis Rooney podcast. It gets pretty morbid from time to time.
It's the
this week's topic is death and morbidness.
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 Morbidness
to the table.
Man, I really wish we had a business segment that Mo Diggs did, and it would be called Mo Business.
I had to turn my microphone back on just so everyone could hear that I was laughing at that.
Dennis is actually a part of my when I first started out in comedy.
Oh, God.
This is gonna take a long time, guys.
This
no
is the story about how a bunch of comics jumped Saeed
we
into the
time,
world of comedy.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Get to the.
Your hands are cold.
Wow.
Ray, get the warm. Fuck! What are you doing, Ray?
I didn't know that.
I'm so sorry. You ruined it.
But
I love when I hear stories about me and I don't know what or where it's.
Oh,
was
be
I a dick? I hope
no,
not.
No, no, this is a, but this is more of a Wild Child story, which is open mic that Dennis used to host.
Rest in peace.
Aw, Wild Child.
My favorite Long Island mic.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Whoa, what about Behind Bars?
My favorite Long Island mic. Wild Child.
And I was when I first did comedy, I met this comedian named Harry Friedman, and he was like, you're okay, like, there's another place that does open mic that you can kind of curse and stuff. And it was Wild Child. He said it was a tattoo parlor, which it was. And the first thing that went through my head was like, for some reason I thought it was going to be all bikers. And I was like, man, do I have biker comedy stuff?
Biker jokes.
And I started thinking of biker bits. That's the only thing I was like,
did you come with all biker bits? Like, so you know when you're riding a Harley and you see a Mitsubishi, what a bunch of
pussies.
Did you have
pussies.
20 minutes on the cartoon Biker Mice from Mars and how unrealistic it was?
I mean, come on, he's riding a 357 and I'm like, fuck, that sounds like a 408.
Yeah, no,
I don't know anything about bikes.
Shape your ass.
You guys ever notice how four wheels are different than two? Whoa.
Not as much to build.
I think the best thing that ever happened at Wild Child was when Sean Sullivan almost got his ass kicked by that crazy guy with the eagle tattoo.
Oh, that was great.
And he was like, dude, pork chops! Ugh! He tried to tell a Rodney Dangerfield joke or something.
Was
like,
it the Rodney Dangerfield impersonator?
No,
it
was like
a
dude. Yeah, he was getting an eagle tattoo, obviously.
Yeah.
And he came like walking through right? while Sean was doing his bit, and yeah. Sean just stopped and like looked at him and then continued. And then like the guy, I guess, took offense to it and like He must have been drunk because like he was like shitty and slurry.
He looked like a guy that liked to fight people.
Yeah,
that's what was great about that place though, because it was a supportive room. But every once in a while, you'd get someone else. Even one of the staff would just walk by and be like, right in your face.
What about
like,
the old guy? Does anyone remember what I'm talking about?
With the really old guy with the funny hat.
He came in. He stood there, looked at the guy. Just was like, you're not good, and then he just walked away.
Oh, it was like it was like someone that was getting tattooed's dad or something.
Every like three or fourth comic, he'd come, just stare at him, just say you're not good, and just walk away. And then McPussy came up and killed.
Oh, fuck.
And I remember McPussy.
I love McPussy. I want to have him on the podcast. We can't track him down.
Pussy Donalds.
Yeah, and then that's the end of my story.
That sounds like something people used to call me.
Pussy Donald. Oh, you're laughing.
Pussy sounds like something people used to call me.
I've gone pretty close to getting my ass kicked by a woman doing comedy.
Really?
At Sunset Grill, which was an open where I made fun of somebody, and I guess he was with her, and then she's like, "You better watch yourself." And I was like, "What are you gonna do?" She's like, "I'll break your kneecaps." And I was like,
you
"Okay,
need those.
Yeah, tell us."
Won't need those to punch you in the cunt. All right.
But, every time I went to Sunset, there was like Beethoven just walking around.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I love
giant
that
dog. That's dying.
Mr. Big. He smells like shit.
Pretty sure it's a
that poor dog.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
It's like one of the patrons, like one of the regulars.
Dude, no, that guy owns the beer distributor next door to it because I was in there once buying beer before I went into the bar so I wouldn't have to buy beers at the bar later.
Yeah.
An argument could be made that it's a bear.
An argument can be made that it smells like death. It's the dog stinks, and it leaves its stink on you if it rubs against you, and it's like,
oh yeah, you got a problem with other people rubbing their stink on your stink, Mike?
Yeah, no, I got a good stink going.
I wonder what the dog
stink.
Would want his funeral to be like. We should
anything. Just get this life over with already. It's really fucking dragging out,
do
man.
Do animals know they're gonna die?
Do animals know they're gonna die?
My dog
does.
Definitely knew she was gonna die, but let's not go there. That was
sad.
A pretty dark time in my life.
Sometimes I think about when my dog's gonna die and I get pretty upset.
She was like laying on the floor and I was like petting her, kind of laying next to her, and she like kind of just looked at me, kind of like,
"This is it, man.
It was nice knowing you."
I think about
and
that
then a little while later, she died. And now she's buried behind my grandma's garage next door. What would you say? I missed
up.
I wanted to hear it. I was in the middle of saying how my grandma buried my childhood dog behind her garage because that's what people from Ireland do. I actually told my little cousins that to scare them because they like to run. Like, there's like an area, like when you're playing hide and seek and shit, it's like a good place to hide back there.
I know.
And I was like trying to scare them one day, and I was just like, "Oh, yeah, you guys like to play behind the garage, huh? You know that's where Lucky's buried." Lucky. And just didn't affect them whatsoever. It pisses me off, man. Kids these days are so well put together.
The body and showed it to
yeah,
him.
Next
the
time.
You're lucky your grandma didn't turn into a stew or something.
Oh, well, that's, I mean, the face bone, yeah, but you can't waste that. You can't waste good dog face meat.
Yeah, I'm bringing it down.
We make stews out of dead animals?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
I'm making
that's Italian. Right. All Italians are vegan, right?
Dogs.
Irish people built the railroads in the back of dead dogs. Spread that rumor right now.
They're that's terrible drivers, and they're good at math, those Irish.
The Transcontinental Railroad.
We got small penises.
Made of dog bones.
Those Irish.
Oh, those Irish. Always stealing.
It's all right, because we're doing so well now.
Oh. So what's
can we restart this one, guys?
I'm not feeling good about this.
No.
Ah, man.
Speaking of animals getting eaten.
See, this is your... First of all, you're not Howard Stern. You said
I know.
That earlier. You're like the tech guy who tries to run it. But Saeed keeps his shit on
track. Saeed is the one who keeps things on track.
Saeed, you should be sitting over there.
Saeed, if you shit anywhere except the bathroom in my house, I'll give you $100. But anybody else does it, I'm going to shoot you with the gun.
Wait, if anyone else shits in your bathroom?
Anyone else shits at all in in this house ever, I'm going to come. I'm find you.
I'm
going to Liam Neeson you.
See who you are.
There was
us back on track, Saeed.
There was a Haitian guy at work.
Brother!
And this is, no,
you know those.
Wow.
Haitians.
Okay.
Yeah, this is when like.
Haven't they suffered enough? I mean, really?
That was a long time.
You got to talk shit about that. I bet you all of Haiti is watching right now. And they're just
Toussaint
like Saeed. He is our enemy. they talk like
deal with Sean Penn all the time, fucking buddying up to a camera, and they're fucking.
It's still kind of weird.
Broken country. Now you got to talk about him on this podcast.
Anderson Cooper saved one of them. Now they all just expect him.
But this is when like. My dad's kind of into cricket and stuff, so that was going on. And I kind of wanted to, there's like some islands that play it, like West Indies and stuff. So I wanted to know if he was into it. So I was like, I asked him, like, "Hey, do you guys play cricket?"
And he said, no weed cats.
And then I was like really confused. So I was like, wait, I was like, do you guys play cricket? And he said again, no weed cats.
Recreationally?
I asked him, and he's like, oh, I thought you said, what do you eat?
Like, do you eat crickets?
Yeah.
No, we eat cats.
Yeah, that's what he thought.
And that's better. He's thinking, oh, God, no, we don't eat crickets. No, we eat cats. Come on.
What if he came back and was like, oh, no, we do play cricket? I just want to let you know about our cat eating habits.
They eat, it's like hot dogs here.
Mike, can you,
you just get a whole cat.
Tell me what cricket is.
I can't.
Why would you
it's
ask
baseball. Yeah. People? This guy doesn't know anything.
He is my salvation where he teaches me adult person things.
Yeah.
What?
About adult
you have a fucked up life.
Most adults in America don't know what cricket is, and I'm one of them. Why don't you ask the guy whose main economy in the country his family's from
first
is based
of all,
on cricket.
First of all, there are no adults in this room.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's right. Adults, hey, that's we all just came from the lizard lounge.
From two people, and it hasn't failed me yet.
All
right, I do give you a lot of advice, but a lot of it is fake advice.
He's my
I say it to you expecting you to be like, ah, that's bullshit, man. I'll go, yeah, yeah, that's right.
No, I trust
that is bullshit.
Him, I do. He looks out for everything.
Speaking of the Haitian guy, though, he...
That's why I sold you those invisible clothes, right? Lovely silken... They look beautiful on you.
Invisible clothes. The Haitian guy, he... And then I swear to you, like a cat food commercial came out, and his mouth started watering. He was like
Pavlov.
I can't wait to eat that cat. And it sounds like racist. That's
wait a second,
though.
But he's in America. Like, you can get better shit than America.
He's eating the cat food anyway because he
America.
Eats cats. Or do they only eat, like, feral cats over there?
I don't eat seeds too much.
What's
chicken eats
cat?
Seed, I guess, right?
Because no one's, like, raising cats and then deciding someday, like, what do you
want
to
like,
have for
check
supper?
Out the cat farm.
I just, wait, I'm still hung up on this thing, man. Like, you can much easier get better meat here.
You don't know that.
But in Haiti.
I guess you're right.
In Haiti, I think there's a
I
lot of...
I feel like catching a cat's a lot more difficult than spending $3 on a thing
a lot
of chicken.
Maybe cats are just delicious.
Yeah.
What was the weirdest meat that anyone ate? Mike, shit out.
Tofu.
Oh, Jesus.
What was the weirdest thing?
You're so lucky that gun is so far away.
Eaten?
Oh, that's
strange
a good one.
Pussy. Ugh, I hate that joke.
Eddie Murphy, ladies.
No!
That's like a Ritz. That's a Ritz cracker.
I'm not funny.
He's
funny.
Go ahead, strange.
I'll save mine for last. Strange. Going to blow your shit out the water.
Suck my dick, Rooney.
I
want to do it. I want to get like the regular radio station things like, suck my dick.
All right, I'll start.
Blast it.
Yeah,
dude, no, you've got the best one.
I'll talk about when I was off.
It was rabbit.
Ah.
It's not that good. It was rabbit. It tasted like salty chicken. It was pretty good, but I'd rather just eat salty chicken and not rabbits.
Does like a shark count? I mean, it's seafood. I've eaten shark before.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was. It was kind of. I wish I had. I went out. I was out. I was with this salty old sea captain who was drunk the whole time, and he got eaten, and then
why is everything salty?
I blew it up.
Salty
but then me and Richard Dreyfuss swam back to shore.
Are you Roy here?
What?
Are you Roy Schneider?
I actually have Roy Scheider's autograph.
Really?
Yeah, it's in my attic. I just saw it. I have
Which
Weird Al Yankovic
Dreyfuss?
And Roy Scheider. And who's Richard Dreyfuss? I'm sorry.
Lane's dad.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
Never saw it.
Really? Yeah. What about Bob? What about Bob?
Murray?
Bill Murray, yeah. Richard. It's actually probably
Bill
one of the.
Murphy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
It's like one of the best,
Richard
better
Dreyfuss
Bill Murray.
Is the,
he's the psychologist.
Yes, therapist.
Dr. Leo S. Marvin. You genius. Your death
he
therapy
was in
cured me. You're
yes.
He was the scientist, the feminine scientist.
Faggot?
Fuck!
It's only to get your goat.
I had to say
yeah, I know.
What's the peewee noise?
Yeah, no.
I'm dying inside.
That's horrible. This is really the worst one we've ever done.
No.
We're looking blue tonight.
I feel like it's totally on me too.
We're like that kid.
No,
we're like that kid
that
worked at Stop and Shop.
I'm not good on radio.
Were you there when he came in? He's a nice kid and everything. He does Lizard Lounge like every week.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a nice kid. But he came in, he's like, I'm doing all my raunchy jokes tonight. And I was like, all right.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah, when he first walked in, that was what he said to me. He's a nice kid, but
I still want to know because I feel like this is gonna be good. Ray's weirdest shit that you've eaten.
Yeah.
Besides strange pussy.
Yeah. I'm really sorry for that joke, everyone.
Yeah, well, you don't get a second chance.
No, because I got fuck.
Yeah, diaper curry.
Damn it.
The weirdest thing Mike ever ate?
Indian
hamburger.
Baby diarrhea.
Guys, I don't
what do you got, Ray? The joke.
What do you got?
Shit.
All right, too much time. All right, yeah. He ate baby diarrhea in a wooden bowl.
No,
Saeed, your turn.
I'm not.
Text messages on the table.
The probably the craziest thing It'd probably be deer, but that's not that crazy.
People deer.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Oh, deer.
Other than that, like, deer. A weird one, I think I ate crayfish on accident once.
Crawdaddies?
Crawdaddies.
On
crayfish.
Accident.
No, crawdaddies.
Crawdaddies.
Like same thing. No, crayfish, crawfish, it's all the same thing.
No, they're just so different.
Something with claws that once had claws.
Yeah.
Were you in Nolens?
I was not in Nolens. I was
Nolens?
Upstate.
You know, Nolens.
New Orleans?
I was.
Whoa, come on. You're talking like a total gringo right now. All right?
It's the wrong
come
culture.
Come on. Nolens?
Wrong
culture. Nolens? Nolens?
I was upstate with a bunch of, like, hick people. I'm not saying everyone's a hick person up there.
No, they are.
No, they are. Yeah,
I lived in Albany.
Yeah, well, dude.
That's pretty much.
We were up,
as soon
we were
up
there
the city.
In,
like, I dated a girl from up there, and she could not read.
We were up there in a trailer, and I went to the town, because that's where I'm comfortable, where there's people.
Yeah.
And I go back, he's like, all right, dinner's ready. I'm like, what'd you make? He's like, I made a stew. I tried it. I'm like, oh, this is okay. What is it? He's like, oh, crayfish. We got out of the river today.
Ugh.
I'm like, you fucking
that's awesome.
Me.
You don't like
dirty river crayfish?
Yeah.
That's what
it's all about.
Me too. That's why I got nervous. I'm like, I know how you are put together.
One time I was on tour with my friend's band. I was just like roadieing and really not doing much because I can't drive. And we stayed at a house and it was like all these pretty crusty kind of punk kids. And what they would do is they would take roadkill off the highway.
Oh God!
And they would cook it and eat that because they didn't want to buy meat. Like they wouldn't buy meat,
fuck
but
that.
They would eat that.
Fuck
and they're
that.
Like, hey, do you want some of this raccoon? And I said, no, thank you.
Rabies.
I don't want any of this.
That's how you get rabies.
Whatever you
yeah,
made.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
That's a cop out. Those fucking kids.
Yeah, no,
oh,
they
were not gonna buy. They were
gonna
doing it so they could tell people, oh, we cook fucking roadkill and
yeah.
we ate it because
we don't support the
extra crusty
the meat yeah. industry.
They
complex.
Were already dead, so it's okay, yeah. and it tasted like rubber.
Yeah, no, who the fuck wants to eat dead ass?
I hope they all got sick,
meat.
Mike. Tell me they all got
no
sick.
No, I don't know because no one that I was with ate it.
Yeah.
Cuz
maybe it was a trick. Maybe they were trying to fool
they're
you.
They're like, "Hey, let's see if we can get these dummies from New York." I don't know why they sound like they're from
these
New York when they're not
city,
from New York.
City
these fucking
yeah,
Goombas, huh?
You guys from New York, the Big Apple. Anytime you leave
us, we're the state capital.
They were all like Andrew Dice
sense.
Clay.
Albany should not be the state.
No, yeah, no, I lived there for
well,
it kind of
makes
four
sense
years.
Though. Every New York
capital,
can't be the best.
If like, you travel, every state capital is a horrible city.
Yeah. You're right.
Tallahassee, Florida. Awful. Except for
Tallahassee has
no, not has nothing. You
no,
can't even think of it.
Medieval times is the word I'm looking for.
What? So does New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey has medieval times,
there,
and that place is the wasteland.
Newark,
what?
No, nowhere's newer.
Medieval times sucks.
Medieval times. I'm.
I thought you insulted my left. I'm very.
Oh no! I was talking about New Jersey and
medieval
times.
Overrated.
Oh.
Never been there.
Yeah,
I
never
went.
But I
was at Arabian Nights and I cried in Florida. Not
why?
About the Arabian Nights because my ex-girlfriend wouldn't answer my texts at the time.
How old were you?
It was my birthday and I was in Florida alone.
How old were you?
I was sitting and watching Arabian Nights with my family. Just like on vacation, this is supposed to be a good time, and I'm miserable.
That is hurt.
Can I? How old were you?
Because it hits so close to home.
Oh. Age?
We've all been there.
I'm a very
we've
emotional man.
We've all watched
man.
Arabian Nights with our family on
yep.
vacation in Florida while
well,
our
your girlfriend's ignoring
our text messages and our birthdays that week. We've all been there, guys.
I hate that when they ruin like women just ruin stuff like that. I guess
like
I did ruin that.
Like life, like women ruin.
No, and like
no, women are great.
But like I was at Six Flags once, and almost the same thing. She wouldn't respond to my, or she was just annoying and
you
sending a lot
me.
Of texts. And then, good one.
But I was waiting for you to make fun of me.
When you talk, I don't listen anymore.
But they ruined Six Flags for me that day, and I fucking love Six Flags. You know how annoying it is to go on King to Kyle like pissed.
Yeah,
once
it's gotta
time,
be weird.
A girl ruined the movie Blades of Glory for me. I was kind of alright with that.
Yeah.
Like,
what'd she tell
so
you?
Anymore.
Will Arnett's bad.
No, same. We broke up like right before the movie started, and then I just had to like sit there angry the whole movie.
Wait,
like,
why did you sit to the? Wait, were you with her?
She drove me. I don't have a car.
Oh, that's right.
Come on, John Heater, make it up to me.
Yeah. Let's go, Napoleon Dynamite. Make me chuckle.
Same girl ruined a trip to Splish Splash.
Well,
going
to Splish Splash
kind
of ruins the trip
to
Splish Splash.
She tells me the day before that she's going to be there tomorrow. So now all day I'm walking around like she's got to be here somewhere. And then
she never took the shirt off. Is that just me?
Look me in the eyes when you say some shit like that, Ray. Look me in the eyes. Don't look slightly to my left and be like, did you not take your shirt off, you
Ray,
fat fuck?
Ray's like, you didn't take your shirt off. And then
he hides behind the fitness man in the room.
I totally did. I only took my shirt off. I only took my shirt off going on the rides. Then I dry off my torso, put it back on so it didn't get wet and stick to my under tit.
Best word of the day.
But all day, like, on eggshells, like, she could pop out. And then sure enough, like, as I'm leaving, she pops out. And I was like, hey, and it was hey, and it was like the briefest encounter ever, and then we just ruined. Totally ruined Splish Splash.
You know what ruined Splish Splash for me? Yeah. I talked to someone who worked there, and his job was to stand at the top of that 80-foot slide and make sure nobody had metal divots on their jeans because it stripped the varnish from the slide, and the fiberglass would slit the next person who rode down the slide to
that's
the bone.
Amazing.
Yeah, and so that's why.
I love denim anyway.
That's Spanish people.
Hey, Saeed's right here. That's
that's actually his words, was that a lot of people would come with like jean shorts on, and he'd have to be like,
I would wear cut off cargo
pants
I think I wore jean shorts
worn
actually.
Cut off jeans at the beach.
Cut
off some.
But I mean, you know, you're wearing that hat, you got the beard, it just, yeah,
I
makes sense.
Your cut off's extremely high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Like, okay.
I'm showing off a lot of thigh, baby. I'm not comfortable showing
pockets,
off any torso.
Are the pockets coming out of it?
No, but very, very close.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
That's my dad's style. My dad has pockets hanging out of the shorts. He's a fucking... Oh, my God. That guy's great. Love that guy. Shout out to Dad. you ain't watching.
Like
everything else I've ever done.
Invite him to every show.
I leave two tickets for him. Every
so, Dennis, quick, who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Who's is this a goddamn sports show you brought me on? I didn't know we were going to talk sports.
Ray brought it up before. I just thought it would be good to just ask you and get a gut
I don't
answer from you.
Sports,
but you know
man.
What? Fine.
I don't like competition.
Wait, how do you? You're like sick. You never played basketball or anything in high school or whatever?
No.
Really?
I played basketball. No, I did. I've always been into sports, but I don't watch them. I like playing them. I played basketball for years. I played football in high school. I was going to play in college.
Mm-hmm.
Then my scout fucked me. Fuck you, Maritime.
Well, how did your scout fuck you now? This
oh, my.
That's a long, it's honestly a long, boring story. Long story short, though, I was going to go into the program to be a boat operator for Maritime. Wait, don't swing the mic. I'm trying to tell a story.
Like Andy, I want to be like the fucking asshole from Taking
Back
Sunday.
What's the mic for, Mike?
It's for swinging, not swinging.
Yeah.
Not for swinging.
That's got a couple of brand new fans here.
T-shirt beef.
70 times 7. And
so I was going to go into this program, which would have earned me $150,000 on average after I graduated after 4 years. 100% career placement, which means you're guaranteed a job upon graduation.
Mm-hmm.
But Maritime is... Huh?
What is this again?
Boating operator.
I'm
going
to do this
I'll
right
do
now.
That.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Maritime is a part...
Boat?
No, part regular people and part military.
Military, yeah.
Called?
Paramilitary?
You know the military from your previous story.
Hey, I respect that guy. His girlfriend was a cunt, though.
So you hate army wives.
Yes,
moving on.
Exactly.
That's going to be a show.
But I told him I didn't want to be part of the regiment at all. That's the word I was looking for, regiment.
Okay.
I didn't want anything to do with the regiment. I wanted to be in the citizen program.
Yeah, you're peace man.
And he led me on. They were going to give me money to play. And like 2 months before I would have went there, 3 months, because I still had time to get into another school. 3 months before I was supposed to go there, he calls me on a Saturday morning. And he's like, by the way, that program is regiment only. So you're going to have to go through a 2-week boot camp and you're going to have to do all this. And I was like, just pulled out. I was like, nope,
yeah.
Sorry, I told you. And he basically fucked me. He baited and switched it.
Ah, yeah, he tried. Yeah, he was just hoping that you would not care, that he totally lied to you.
I would have liked to play football in college, but, you know. But I don't keep track. Who's in it? It's the 49ers and the Ravens?
San Francisco and Baltimore.
Uh-oh.
All right, which city is better, San Francisco or Baltimore?
San Francisco, absolutely.
I think.
Well, we know what you think.
San Francisco has the faggot pride on their side.
Fuck! Come on!
Wait.
I wish the couch
really
could talk.
Upset or no?
No,
I'm
like
when it's said sarcastically like
no,
that, and you take the power out of it.
I just want to throw up right now.
The over under is 28 points.
It's like you're speaking for the entire side of
the argument. Yeah, like I'm speaking for a community that I'm not even a part of.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I just,
it's like when you're trying. I've been in situations where I've, like, stood up for, like, the black community.
Yeah.
And it's people are looking at me like, what are you, this ain't your fight. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but it's still, this guy's being an asshole.
Yeah.
But the guy who was being an asshole meant it. And I think it's pretty, if you don't know out there, 6 people listening, I don't mean anything bad against gay people. When
no,
I say
not at all.
Faggot.
None of us do.
Except Ray. Homophobe.
Fuck,
you filthy fucking
bus.
Homophobe faggot.
Yeah, Ray.
Wouldn't that be funny if that word got switched to meaning homophobe?
Yes, it would.
That would be great. Just saying it. I got no point.
What's the score of the sporting game going to be, boys?
Yeah, Saeed, think of it something different
San
for us to talk about.
San Francisco is 100,000 times better than Baltimore. The best thing that's ever happened to Baltimore is The Wire.
The TV show about how bad it is. That's true. San Francisco has
Rice-A-Roni.
Uncle Ben's Doubtfire was set there.
Oh, that's right. I was going to go to Baltimore not too long ago, and on the tourism part of their website, they're like, the program The Wire makes Baltimore seem like it has a very high crime rate. It's not as bad as it is on the show, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah,
like they totally admit that. Like, you're probably going to
neighborhoods. Yeah. You should
all
be
of them. Newark's as long as you avoid,
just stay in Ocean City and don't leave.
You only stay in commercial areas and not
right next to the White
make
House,
sure the sun is up.
Yeah. Everything else, you're
that's
fine.
DC.
That oh DC, you're
right. Yeah. DC is not nearly as bad as people try to make it out to be. I was
out the like inside. Like, all the political stuff, all the White House around there, it's nice. And then as soon as you leave that, it's
dude,
crazy.
It's not...
Man, they're
both
corrupt. It's just different ways.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, it's not...
Where's
dude,
the sword or the
like,
gun?
Which I could walk around...
The guitar.
Like, we were, like, walking around at night near my friends. He lived in, like, not a great area. And, like, everybody was pretty nice. I got to be honest with you. Like, people that were out there, they were just like, hey, what's up? Like, you know,
Baltimore.
Nobody was like, hey, what's up, people? Ooh, yeah. We're going to get
it's
you.
The worst neighborhood you guys have ever been to.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Probably... Honestly, probably Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. One time we were in a nice part of Baltimore, and we were like, oh, we need to get gas. And the GPS took us to a gas station in, like, the shittiest part of Baltimore.
Yeah.
And immediately our car, like, a dude just walked across the bow of our car and stared us all down.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
I was with a different friend's band. We got to the venue really early in Baltimore, and there was nothing to do around there, and we, like, it was so cold out and so shitty, like, in the neighborhood, we're just like, we'll just stay inside this van and play dice with each other, and I won $100 in dice that day. It was,
nice.
And then the guy that I won it from tried to steal it back from me while I was sleeping.
You played dice with
Baltimore.
A stranger?
No, with a friend.
And he tried to steal it back?
Yeah, he was
that's your friend.
Sore loser. The thing is that he tried to steal it back from me, but I barricaded myself in a room, so he tried to steal a wallet of a guy that kind of looked like me. I was sleeping.
Yeah, this'll do it.
friends.
Saeed,
we play
what's
dice right now?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that'll be entertaining for the four viewers. What's your worst neighborhood? What was the worst place you've ever been?
I've never been anywhere, so I'd say Freeport.
Yeah. Have you been out of the country?
No.
Have you been out of
Florida,
the state?
I've been Florida once and Pennsylvania and Jersey a few times. But probably Newark is probably the best place.
Ray, you puzzle
me. Yeah, Newark is terrible.
I mean, give me some time.
Ray is a newborn infant. He still has placenta on him.
That's gross.
So I know. It's not my
love you, Ray.
How do you think the
Ray, what time you have class tomorrow?
I have the acting class at
12:30.
So
that's
Ooh,
cool.
Acting class.
No need to brag.
This guy is acting.
A real thespian.
I had statistics.
You are a raging thespian.
I had statistics.
Isn't it a thespian?
That's not the joke.
I had statistics today and chemistry and anatomy.
Actor.
I have to go to my class tomorrow where I go to work and make money so I can pay my bills.
Mike, what are you going to do with it? You going to college?
No, I graduated already.
What'd you get a degree in?
Journalism.
What are you doing with it?
Delivering pizzas.
You're going to school still.
Yeah.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
No idea yet.
So
I'm major.
You're the
science.
Smart one of the group. Even though you're wearing a fucking tie. Which I've been waiting all
program.
Welcome back to the Dennis Rooney podcast. Program.
Pack some.
It's
don't
the Dennis Rooney program.
1996.
Yeah. By Jenko's
what
there
you
too?
Got a...
Fruitopia.
I do.
In what? Like a specific
neuroscience.
Biology? Neuroscience.
Yeah.
So like you
could
have
you can fix my brain.
So you could bring his dead dog back to life.
You could. Oh, like Frankie.
What are you doing with it though?
I'm teaching right now. You tell these about parents, man. Relax.
What are you doing with your degree? Teaching? Is that what you're going to use it for?
Oh, right.
I'm
teaching.
Trying to sound more like your parents. I don't know.
You should
what are you
more
teaching?
Accent
teaching?
It up
teaching?
A little bit.
Are you
what are you doing? Would you like some basmati rice?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But
no need to put your dick on the table like that.
Let's get racist.
I did ask.
Yeah, I just teach. You know,
I'm just trying to get around the mic so I can be.
Yeah.
Like,
well, what do you do? What do you do, Rooney?
Fucking failure. You're on tour again. Some bands.
Yo, Dennis. I'm sorry.
I dropped out of high school, and I'm sitting in the same room as all you guys.
Really? You dropped
yeah.
out?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This
why? Because look where I am now, baby.
You didn't get your GED?
Nope.
Ryan's very smart.
GED?
I have a GED book at my house that it looks really good on my bookshelf. And I
well, a
never,
GED book.
Yeah, no, I've never.
What is GED? General Education
Diploma? Yeah.
General
equivalency.
Equivalency, yeah. Diploma.
And he doesn't have one.
No.
But I do.
I don't
have, you
it.
Have a better job than
GED?
I do, honestly.
I have an RA.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I dropped out of high school.
All right, Rooney, what do you do? What do you do to supplement your bills?
This isn't about me.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. This is your program.
What do I do?
Cocaine?
No. No. I work.
Where do you work?
He works at a deli.
Oh, you work at a deli?
This guy's blowing up spots.
Whoa. Ruining people's stories again, Ray.
Dude, he's on the fucking line, man.
I work at a deli.
Nice.
I do stand-up. I do make a little money doing stand-up.
Oh, nice. Braggy.
No one else put their dick on the table right now.
Yeah. Today we're going to do stand-up for the rest of us. When are the rest of us going to tell jokes?
You guys are stand-ups?
No.
Well, see, that one was, but it hurt a little bit too.
It hurt.
I was just kidding, guys.
Actually, this thing hurt more.
Honestly, come on, what are you doing, man? What are you doing with that thing on? For real? It's tight on you too.
I mean,
and you're not a
I'm
big
getting
guy.
Fat.
You're,
okay,
you're not
guys,
a big dude, so why are you wearing tight clothes?
It shrinks in the wash.
James getting a fucking belly. Look at him. Jeez.
Actually, this is layers of shirts and my fat stomach as well.
Yes.
All the beer that I drink.
That's the leather jacket.
I've never been.
Stop trying to deflect off your
belly. No.
I strictly believe.
I
go to school. I work 30 hours a week or more.
Mm-hmm.
And I do stand.
What do you study
Queens College. I'm going to Queens College with Jews and Indians and whites sprinkled in.
Uh-huh. I can go there.
She's Jewish and Indian.
You see Seinfeld?
I've seen her. I told you that. She's the hairy one.
Aren't they all?
I'm going for media studies, which is bullshitty. But
so you're not going to have a job
kind of,
either.
It's kind of like communications. I mean, I don't know. I can take I'm going to take a screenwriting class, which is good. It's
all stuff that can
help with my stand-up.
Can I know what kind of classes you have to take besides a screenwriting class?
Last semester I took Media Technologies.
What do you do for that?
Use a cell phone. You got to make a phone call and text.
It's like the history of the technology a little bit, what comes from what. I mean, it's not very exciting stuff, to be honest with you.
No, but that's the thing. It's just like they're making – I feel like I took a information technology in the workplace class, and all I did was watch UFC documentaries in class.
Well, we all know – I mean – Mike's going to love this, but we all know that the education system is a complete sham, right?
Yes,
absolutely.
I'm
paying thousands of dollars to take classes where I really don't learn much, but it's all just to get that.
Yeah.
It's not even a piece of paper. I got a degree from Delhi. I got an associate's degree from there.
Oh,
I don't know
the
where
dig
my
on the table
is.
Now.
Yeah, the fucking class of 2400.
It hit home for me this morning when I was driving to my job at the pizza store. And I can say that I work at Domino's. Yeah, but I was driving to my job to go make pizzas for fat pieces of shit who don't have any respect for themselves. I was listening to something on the radio, and there was an advertisement for a robotics. They was like, "Oh, all the best and brightest students from around Long Island from private and public schools." And I was kind of like laughing to myself, like, "Oh yeah, public schools." And then I remembered that I forgot to cut my fingernails before I went to work. Because that's what public education got me.
How often do you cut your fingernails?
Yes. Like once a week. Totally forgot. Yeah. Well,
like, I do like once every 4 days.
Once
my nails
a year.
Are fast.
I haven't like that movie? The Whackness?
The Whackness.
I like the Whackness a little bit.
Here's the thing about The Whackness. Good soundtrack. Really good soundtrack. Bad movie. One of the Olsen twins. Only one of them.
Really?
Oh,
the Olsen twins.
Yeah, the other one, she can't.
Wait, but why was it a bad movie?
It just wasn't. It was forgettable. There was nothing good about it. The dialogue was boring. The plot was dumb.
You
write a fucking movie.
Fuck you, Mike.
I will write a movie. I'm in the middle of one right now. It's called Dog Heaven. That's not. That's a movie someone I know wrote.
I'd like to see a movie called Dog Hell.
Can I read the script?
Because that's where they all belong, especially the one that tried to kill me yesterday.
Yeah, listen to this.
Moving on. I don't want to talk about it again. Let me just say one funny thing. How Lee West booed me. They're saying that the thing that pit bulls and velociraptors have in common is that they should all be destroyed. he was like, "Boo!" Like, of course, you fucking would say that, Lee West.
I delivered to his house.
Crazy man.
Positive that was a pit bull.
Ah, dude, those things are fucking assholes. I don't care. I used to like them until one tried to kill me, and now I think they should just all die, and I don't care about them. Golden Retriever? Fuck yeah. Australian Shepherd? Come on over and sit in my lap. Pit bull? I will shoot you in your face, whether you're the fucking dog or the DJ.
So you have a bad experience with one pit bull and you hate all pit bulls?
Yes.
This sounds a lot like one guy I knew from a history book. His name.
Abraham Lincoln.
His name.
Fucking right.
If you walk, James just dropped the mic and tried to walk away, but then realized he was attached to headphones and would have destroyed everything.
Who's this man in history?
It's Hitler!
All Germans
go to heaven.
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, no, but they ruined the German economy. Wait a second.
Wait. Hitler was a fag. The thing is, I kind of like that sentence. That but was, I hate it.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it.
You see, because that's not taking the power away. That's saying that it's a bad thing. Yeah, we're getting towards the end here. And by that, I mean we're all going to die. We're all going to die. So you're just going to be here all night, huh?
No,
not at all. You can hang out down here with Penny.
What are you guys writing little fucking love notes?
Well, this is
relax.
Drawing pictures of dicks.
Explain the writing, too. I want to know.
I wrote down something Saeed said earlier.
Oh yeah. Also, if you think it's funny that he was on his phone before, before I muscled my way into the podcast and I was just a guest on it, the entire time Ray was just playing fantasy football.
Yeah.
The entire time I was here. For, like,
I was in the playoffs with help from you two.
Raymond, we're starting to see a theme here.
Oh god,
you're a piece of shit.
He shows up late,
dude. This guy was born in 93, 4, 5, 2001. He's got the ADD and all that, and the pudding pops.
Everyone from my generation has been diagnosed with.
He was born after Nirvana's Nevermind came out. Just think about that. Think about that milestone.
He was born after Batman Returns.
James likes to compare it to Batman.
Batman Returns.
Yeah, but some of us have had sex with a girl, so we compare it to music.
Weren't all the Nirvana albums out in 94? He shot himself in April.
No, he shot himself in 94. This guy was born in 93.
Thanks a lot, Ray. You killed Kurt Cobain.
Yo, can I bring something up about Nirvana?
No.
Every time I hear a song by them, it's off the goddamn Unplugged album on the radio.
That's true.
It's off the Unplugged album. No, it's not. It's the worst Nirvana album. What?
Yeah.
It's the all of those songs are the versions that I least want to hear.
Which one?
I'm
has
sorry.
The baby penis?
I never hear shit from Bleach, but I hear about it.
They're never gonna play anything from Bleach on the radio.
But they play the Bleach songs in the stupid Unplugged version. I don't want that.
It's beautiful.
I want the loud Nirvana. That's
Well, we all like the loud stuff, but you know what? If you're listening to the radio that's playing Nirvana,
you're
probably not gonna get the best songs.
What's You're making a good
though?
Point.
They haven't put out any material. Though.
No, they just released that new song, Cut Me Some Shit,
dude,
with that guy who should have died first.
Paul McCartney's dating Courtney Love and he's shooting up.
Well, you know, the thing I said was I just really want to try some heroin because, you know, just figured whatever.
They didn't even do Nirvana songs.
Play a box guitar.
Like they, when that,
well, it's like they're doing new material, but it's Nirvana plus Paul McCartney.
But it's not Nirvana.
But they're not it's not like the Sublime thing where it's Sublime plus Rome.
Waste of time.
Pointless.
Why not have Dave Grohl sing and play guitar? He can do that, you know. He's capable of it.
He's a really good drummer, though.
Dave Grohl,
he is a great drummer, but whatever, dude. Drums are the least important instrument as far as style points go.
Unless it's Limp Bizkit, then the least important instrument, DJ. Really, really not important.
Someone didn't do it for the Nookie.
Hey-o.
I've never
Give me the gun.
Can we lay off the Limp Bizkit?
I'm sorry.
One of those days.
If you want, we can close out with Limp Bizkit.
I will stand by, all sarcasm aside, Significant Other, great album.
Well, that's the podcast, guys.
Yeah, we're done.
Sarcasm aside.
We're going to shoot you with the shitty taste in music gun now.
Is that the $3 bill, y'all. Too much metal-ish rock.
It's just one of those days.
Hot dog flavored water, too much rap. Significant Other, Excellent album. Perfect mixture. A lot of good songs on that album.
James, make sure we cut out this part.
Fucking cheap part.
Limp Bizkit apologists.
Let's just talk about the Beastie Boys for a little while so we can all agree on something.
Rest in peace.
I just watched... what was that video that they put out? What was that video they put out in 87? You guys know what I'm talking about? They put out like a video in 87. It was like it was Licensed to Ill or something like that.
What video? Yeah.
But there's like a 10-minute scene where they have these girls in the back and they're just like dumping shit on them. Like they're like dumping honey on them and beer and like
they're just being
dicks.
And they'd since repented, or the non-Christian version that I guess would be apologized.
No, they're Buddhists.
Yeah, now they're Buddhists. But they apologized for all that, and I think they said some cuz they're kind of misogynist. But like they were just dumb kids.
They were a terrible punk band by the time they were all 21.
Yeah.
They were an awful punk band though.
They were so bad. Actually, you know what?
They were pretty bad.
They were bad as a punk band, but the punk songs that are on Ill Communication are really good.
Yeah. I'm talking about like their early 80s, the videos of them.
When they just wanted to rip off the Bad Brains.
Yeah.
They were like 15. But like Heart Attack Man off Ill Communication is a legitimately solid punk song in my
old
band.
There's a guy I work with who just blows off Beastie Boys as like an immature rap group, and I'm like, did you pay any attention to like any of their later stuff at all?
Everything they put out over the last 25 years.
Two instrumental albums that like won fucking Grammy? Are you kidding me? Like, how can you just write them off as an immature rap group?
You know, Fife, you write the party. I heard that, and I said, yeah, no, Ryan thank you, like, ma'am. No. That's it.
I'm better than this.
Let me bring something up that's been sticking in my craw for a couple of months now.
What's that?
Your craw?
My craw.
Your craw?
When MCA died. They did not play.
Sorry.
I was like listening on the radio. I put on Hot 97. I was expecting there to be some like day long musical tribute to the Beastie Boys. Not a single song.
That's what you have YouTube for now, baby.
I guess so,
play
man.
Whatever Beastie Boys song you want,
yeah. Baby. Why are you listening to the radio?
Because I deliver pizzas.
Yeah,
that's my job.
It's your car, right?
Yeah.
You don't have an audio jack. You don't have a.
I do.
There.
It gets boring, man.
Yeah, your
it
vast musical collection gets boring. You'd rather listen to. I hate people who listen to the radio.
I need to hear human voices.
Get me out of this house.
I work with people that listen to, like, the Z100, like, morning
Z100?
Show. I want to die.
Oh, wow.
If you
Cuddy. That's
to, like,
the worst.
Morning shows or, like, talk radio, that's one thing, but, like...
But it's never talk
radio.
I do usually listen to talk radio.
Someone pick music for me out of a certain... Like, we got 300 songs, and we're just going to pick out of these 300 songs. Like, I have my own... I have fucking over 3,000 songs. I mean, I'm sorry.
On your Zune.
I'm sorry.
It's still on a Zune, though, which
Zune,
is worse than the radio.
It's discontinued. Can't get any more. Is that the camera?
Collector's item.
I've actually, like, searched on my phone for podcasts of stuff. Risked my life, like, putting in, typing in the stuff and the right episode, as opposed to listening on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, that's a...
Yeah.
Dude, I get my podcast on
what
my
about Wolfman Jack?
Oh, man. I don't have the internet right now because my downstairs neighbors haven't paid the bill. And, like, every day I wake up, because we're, like, in a split-level house. And every day I wake up and I'm like, I can't get my fucking podcast. And I get so mad. So, everyone,
go
download and subscribe to the Mad Hatter Podcast.
Shut up, little
your iPods.
All right. So, this is getting pretty boring. And
no,
I think
good,
we should
guys.
Just...
I
no.
Say, I got a text from my... I got a chain text from my drug dealer.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, says, you have a drug dealer?
Sort of.
I
You're
thought I got you pot.
Wait, you guys do drugs?
Right
you
now.
Got
Cut
a
this
degree.
Part out.
You, this guy has a degree in neuro blah blah blah, and as a drug dealer, and
he can't do drugs and get a degree at the same time. It doesn't make sense.
And then how do what happened to me? What happened to my life?
You're straight edging.
You would have been in a lot of trouble if you'd ever.
That's a funny pen.
You should have
the pen says,
pen.
"I like work. I can watch all day."
What's the pen?
Wow.
Say?
He just said it.
He just
said it out loud.
Yeah, I like work. I can watch all day.
Literally,
put your phone away.
What are you fucking learning Boy Scout knots over here? Ray,
put your phone away.
Fuck, man.
Literally, like, 2 seconds after Dennis said that.
What's the pin say?
Well, what did the pin say?
That's actually a pretty good Ray, I gotta say.
I like work.
It's a good Ray.
I can watch all day, and it's a guy laying
in
a... Shut the fuck up, Ray. Go try to buy a beer.
I
fucking
can't.
Give me goddamn respect. I've been on this earth 28 years longer than you have. which makes me, I've been around since I was negative 4.
You 53?
Man, you don't even fucking know, man. I got experience. Let's
shit?
End this.
It'll be 48. By the way, just
take,
to clear that up, that's 48.
Take us out.
Yeah, so we're going to fucking finish this
dates?
Goddamn
yes,
train wreck.
I can plug my dates real quick.
Yeah, what are your upcoming shows?
I'm seeing Cindy on Thursday night. Facebook, follow me on Twitter, all six of you. Dennis Rooney 7 at Twitter.
Oh god, I should probably follow you.
Seven on Twitter.
That shows you how good he is. He was the 7th Dennis Rooney to sign
big,
up.
I'm not big at Twitter. just find me and I'll tell you things you want to know if you want to know.
I have a couple shows.
Thanks for having me.
I have a couple shows coming up.
Yeah,
after.
nobody
and
wants
why?
To know about your shows.
Just because none of you dum-dums can get booked.
I got shows, bro. Mark Savage hooked me up.
Okay, no. January
Gentle
30-
Brew, bitch.
Wasn't he on?
I'm going to keep talking over you.
January. Fuck
it's
you.
Ben Savage. Ben Savage.
Okay. I'm never going to get these. January 31st.
Wait, hold on a second. I got something else
to
say.
Are you late yesterday at work? Is that the thing we're doing? This is an inside joke from before.
It's an inside joke.
January 31st, I will be at the Cake Shop in New York City.
Nice.
Okay. I like cake.
Doing the cock shop.
The Cake Shop. February 1st, all four of the hosts on this podcast will be
on
the same
and
show.
Mo Diggs.
And Mo Diggs will be at
Candy's
Magic Pub in Shirley. So I'm going from New York City to Shirley.
We're
going to
get
a big
stabbed.
Step up.
And the 12th in Belmore.
The 12th KJ Farrells. Are we all on that show also?
No. Diana Maselli.
Yeah,
Diana Maselli.
Add that to my
we're
list
not
of
people.
Horrible sets.
I had a good set there when I was there.
Yeah,
recently.
I saw that. It was good.
Thanks,
I'm
guys.
Doing that Wontaw thing. John Consoli's
January 27th.
January 27th.
Laughter saves lives.
Laughter saves lives. I'm gonna eat shit, yo. I'm gonna eat shit so hard because I know all the people that I'm gonna be with, and they're all kind of similar. And I don't think that it's gonna go well for me.
Like a hipster thumb.
I'm just gonna be like, so you know, the fucking Beatles, you know what I mean? Fucking suck, and this music's better. Everyone's gonna go, what? What's he talking about? Apples for?
Listen, guys, that's been the Dennis Rooney
podcast. Yeah, no, but do you have anything you want to plug to the one or two people that are watching?
Facebook if you want
to
know my dates.
Stop trying to get friends. Nobody wants to be your friend.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Follow me on Twitter. Dick, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, guys, we have to get to my two bullet points that I wrote today. We're shitty. How is and how we're shitty? Also, Dennis, how is it being shitty?
Pretty shitty.
All right. So we're going to close out with a little number. It's called Free Your Mind by a new band called En Vogue.
They're so hot.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Is that one?
That song, yeah. They're pretty much Destiny's Child for hipsters.
No, wait, dude. En Vogue is...
No, I do like them. I like Don't Let Go more, though.
When they performed
What's it
gonna
be?
When they performed on Saturday Night Live in, like, the sexy matching business suits...
You got to think for
that. Was like one of the first times I remember being like turned on.
Are you? Were you into Condoleezza Rice and shit?
I'm not,
you just
no,
like
she's not
dark women
looking.
In business suits.
Like En Vogue
Whoa,
is like
man,
hot.
That's a little racist.
In whatever clothes, and then they wear like sexy business.
Maybe
suits
Maybe you don't
also.
Judge people by their outer
they
appearance.
They look like
huh?
hot Dick Tracys. All of them look like hot Dick Tracys.
I don't think anyone.
Nope. That's it. We're gonna end on hot Dick Tracys, guys.
Hot Dick Tracys. All right.
Big Dick Tracys. This is a waste of time.
Dennis Rooney, thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, Dennis, thanks for coming. This was fun. Thank you.
This was exactly how I thought it was. I had fun. Thanks for having me.
Good. Thank you very much. And you know.
Goodbye, everybody.